If you were going to do something to improve spirits around Chicago, what would you do? For one Chicago man, his first thought was beautiful music, like what we're listening to now. A nonprofit is putting pianos in public places, getting the pianos painted by local artists, and inviting people to play. One of the pianos recently went up here at Navy Pier. You're listening to it right now. Our producer, Micah Yason. Micah Yason playing the piano. We're going to talk with the artist who decorated that piano in just a minute. But before that, we get to talk with John McCarthy, founder of Chicago Plays. John, thanks so much for being here.
Thanks, Patrick. It's great to be here.
Okay, we're listening to the piano that's here on Navy Pier. I don't know if you went and visited it before you came on the show.
I did. I checked it out today. Just, you know, did a little maintenance. And great example. You know, Micah, I mean, it's amazing how, you know, people's hidden talents just kind of come out.
Right? I know. I did not know that Micah could play piano, and we get to hear her beautiful playing there. Where did this idea come from to put pianos up in different parts of the city?
So this came about, so I'm in, my wife and I are kind of in the stage of our lives where we can do a little travel. Mm. And we tend to, you know, travel around different cities, and you just go places and you see cool things. And we found ourselves just consistently finding cool things in different cities. You know, you go to Europe and you just see cities that are just dominated by bikes and bike infrastructure and great bike lanes. You go again in Europe and you'll see places that have traffic-free downtowns and old towns and, you know, pedestrian zones and that sort of thing. You see public markets. And it's just a great experience. And one of the things was public pianos. So many airports, so many train stations, and not only Europe, but the US. I mean, they're around. So we didn't make up the idea. Mm-hmm. I had a buddy who was traveling for work and was in Tokyo and sent me a picture of a public piano in front of a pharmacy in Tokyo.
Really?
Like, this is great. And they're beautiful. So I actually have a list on my phone, you know, a little notes app on my phone, and the title is, you know, great things we need to bring back to Chicago. Mm-hmm. And so it's a long list. And last summer we came back, and on the top of the list was public pianos. And I just said, you know, this is something we can do. This is something we can get done. I'm a little bit of a musician myself, so it was a little bit of a passion project. It jumped to the top of the list, and we started.
You're a piano player?
I am a piano player, a little bit of a musician. I'm in a kind of a bungalow basement band, I guess I like to call it. Get together with some friends and play music as often as we can.
That's awesome.
And it hit home for me.
Okay, so where are we just mentioned there's one here on Navy Pier, WBEZ on Navy Pier, so is this piano, not a far walk from our studios. Where are the other pianos? Where was the first one that you placed?
We started, last season was our first season, we were new, and we started locally. So I live in the Beverly neighborhood, and we started there. I approached a couple business owners and see if they wanted to participate and support it, and they said yes, and they were thrilled with the results. So we kind of started small. You know, honestly, it was a grocery store and a coffee shop, and the layouts were great. They were fairly high traffic areas, and we got the pianos in. It was a pretty quick turnaround, and we learned a lot. You know, I mean, what's the best way to present them? You know, you do signage, you do, you know, you place them in good spots, and so we learned a lot. So this season, we are really looking to expand around Chicago. We wanna, you know, ultimately, you know, big pie in the sky goal would be to get a piano in every neighborhood in the city.
Wow!
But you know, I mean, that's we're a ways away from that. So, but we're gaining momentum quickly. So it's
88
great.
Keys, 77 neighborhoods. You know, I
nice.
Like this.
Nice.
Okay. What's the reaction been like? You know, you put them locally, so you probably get to check on them a lot.
Right.
How are people reacting when they see these pianos?
It's great. I mean, we all share music. A lot of people love music, and to see the people interact, you know, it enhances social interaction, right? It positions the people who host them as, you know, a supporter of the arts, and it's great to just see the smiles on people's faces. I was down here at the one at Navy Pier. You know, just met people from out of town. You get lots of visitors here at Navy Pier, randomly start chatting up a family from Fort Wayne, Indiana.
Yeah.
The first guy that posted on our social media was from California, visiting the pier and played something beautiful and put it on, you know, Facebook. So the reactions are great. And like I say, you guys experience it yourself. You know, it's amazing to see some people have some hidden talents out there.
Yeah, no kidding. Well, okay, you say the music is beautiful. The pianos themselves are beautiful, too. They're painted by local artists. How did you decide that they should be painted? How did you find the artist?
Yeah. So, I mean, overall, it's a three-step process, right? So we get the donated pianos, step one. And it's not too hard. It's not uncommon to have folks with a, you know, their grandmother's piano in their basement or a piano in their living room because maybe their kids outgrew it. So we get those, and people are very generous with that. The second thing is we find the artist. And so last year, you know, down in Beverly, we have our Beverly Art Walk. So I connected with one of our, the person who runs that, Sal Campbell. She connected me with artists, and then one thing led to another. And so, you know, Chicago is loaded with artistic talent, right? And they're everywhere. And we've got, you know, DK's doing their stuff for art around the city. So it hasn't been too tough to find artists. And of course, we give them a stipend. You know, they're talented. They deserve to be paid for what they do. And so we're supporting the arts. And then step three is we're looking for host organizations. And that's been a little bit slower only because we're being maybe a little picky.
You mean hosting where the piano is?
Yeah, the piano is. I mean, you know, the one here on Navy Pier and the first ones we had, all of them so far have been outdoors. Because when people think of public pianos, they generally think outdoors. And that's right. We could certainly go indoors. Mm. But with outdoors, it's great. You want a high traffic area. But you kind of want it protected against the weather,
right?
And especially the rain.
Yeah.
And so in all the cases, and even here on Navy Pier, it's kind of protected a little bit from the rain. So
you're listening to In the Loop. I'm Patrick Smith, filling in for Sasha Ann Simons. We're talking about public pianos in Chicago with John McCarthy, founder of Chicago Plays. John, you were just talking about the artists, the fantastic artists who are painting these. And hey, what do you know? We have artist and chef Juan Kim on the line right now. Juan, thanks so much for joining In the Loop. You painted the piano that is currently sitting just below us at Navy Pier. How did you come about to get involved in this project? How did you decide how to paint it?
First of all, thank you for having me on the show. And, you know, it all started with John just literally just reaching out to me and asking if I was interested in the project. And I, you know, hopped on it immediately because it sounded awesome. Mm.
And okay, walk us through designing the, you know, folks, this is the radio, so they can't see it, but walk us through the design of this piano and how you decided what it should look like.
Well, I kind of wanted it to be bright and, you know, since I knew it would be in the public way, I wanted something that would be eye-catching and bright and something approachable for people of all ages. And the brush strokes that are under, like the gold and stuff like that, it's in contrast with the nice bright magenta color. And the brush strokes are there to kind of represent what I think of music when I listen to it, kind of free form, freestyle, just wavy patterns, always moving, you know, it promotes movement and stuff like that. I know this sounds a little corny, but, you know, those are the, it does bring that kind of resonance to me. So, as corny as it may sound, it really is that impactful and deep to me. So I kind of want to represent those kind of motions and those kind of movements with music.
So Juan, you said the project sounded awesome. What about, you know, pianos in public places appealed to you?
I think the way two art forms can interact with people, to your point earlier when you guys were mentioning about like people with hidden talents, right? Mm. You're just walking along the pier and then you happen to see a piano and then, you know, you'll never know who's going to be playing that piano or just having fun with it or riffing on it. And it's funny, one of my high school friends sent me a photo of her daughter playing the piano, like a little snippet of the video. And I was like, you know, how incredible, how amazing is that? You know, I haven't seen her in how many years, but she took the time to send a video and a photo of her daughter playing and interacting with the piano. She immediately knew that it was my artwork. So that's awesome.
Yeah. And Juan, that's a great description. The way we think about it is this is playable art, right? Mm. So the artists like Juan, you know, transform these pianos into public works of art and it becomes playable art. So to his point, you're checking a couple boxes. You've got artists working on it and you've got, you know, and you're then instantly promoting music. So it's kind of cool.
Yeah. Artist and chef Juan Kim, thank you so much for joining us. And Juan, it really feels like you were setting up the audio that we got. Our producer, Micah, who I just mentioned, went down there with another producer, Hunter, took a little trip to the piano downstairs and met a man named Nicholas, whose sister was in town. And he and his family were showing her the pier. We asked Nicholas what he thought when he saw the piano.
Oh, I like playing the piano, and I do have like the keys at home, but whenever I see like a real life piano, it's always fun to play it.
And he shared a personal story with us too.
Oh yeah, one fun fact, now that you guys asked, but I don't have all my fingers on my right hand. So it's one of those things I decided when I was a little kid, when I gave my life to Jesus and became a believer in him. One, that I was going to do everything for his glory, and two, I wasn't going to let being born without all my fingers slow me down. So I learned how to play things like the piano and the guitar and how to play baseball and stuff like that. So if I can play the piano without all my fingers, you can do whatever you put your mind to.
John, what do you think?
That's awesome. That's awesome.
Yeah, that's kind of exactly what you had in mind, it sounds like. And we're going to hear a little bit of Nicholas playing the piano in just a minute. Remind us again, where can we find the pianos that are in public right now?
Yeah, we've the business owners down in our neighborhood in Beverly asked for them back. So they were thrilled with them last year, and we brought them back again. We've got the one on Navy Pier, and we're very soon, this week or next week, going to deliver a piano to a major commuter train station in the city.
Really?
Yeah.
So. Okay. Is that the, can you say more than that?
I don't know. It's coming soon, and you'll hopefully find out real soon.
Okay. That'll be really fun. I wonder, John, if folks have pianos they want to donate or want to get involved, how do they, find your organization? How do they contact you?
Yeah, that's great. Thanks, Pat. So we've got Facebook, and it's Chicago Plays Piano. We've got an Instagram, and it's Chicago Plays Piano as well. So if you search for both of those, Chicago Plays Piano, you'll find what you need. And we'll very shortly have a website up, literally like tomorrow, and that's chicagoplayspiano.org.
And Juan Kim, artist, restaurant owner, I wonder, where can people find your art? What restaurant, if you want to shout it out, what restaurant do you own?
The restaurant I have is called Kimski Chicago, which is located in the Bridgeport neighborhood. I'm also a partner in Lilac Tiger in Wicker Park. And if you want to see any of my work, it's at RevisedCMW on Instagram.
Excellent. Thank you, Juan Kim, so much for joining us. Thank you to John McCarthy, founder of Chicago Plays Piano. And again, if you're visiting Navy Pier, just walk down the pier a bit. You get to go see a beautiful sight at the end. And before you get to the end, there's a piano there that you can play. We're going to go out on Nicholas playing a song from the movie soundtrack of The Chronicles of Narnia.